This is KUT.
Austin.
Stop.
If you live in Austin, it can be hard to avoid discussions about high home prices. Over the last few years, rent prices have risen steadily. KUT's Claire McInerney reports how a community in East Austin is asking the school district to help create affordable housing.
At an Austin school board meeting last month, almost half of the public comments were not about academic issues.
Over the past year, my family has been looking for a new house around this area, but we weren't successful in finding anything in our price range.
You know, it's every year there's a new community that's being displaced and our enrollment has dwindled.
When we talk about affordable housing, we're not talking about market value at $1,500 and $1,800 a month, which I can't even afford.
Students, parents, teachers, and other community members were asking the school board to create affordable housing at one of its properties, the former Allen Elementary School on the east side. The district was selling 10 properties to help its budget. Allen Elementary was one of those properties. So I'm standing on the street outside of the former Allen Elementary School, and there's a building that sprawls across the property, and then there's a huge soccer and baseball field. And this area, this grassy area, is where people want the affordable housing to go. I met Vincent Tovar at the school. He's one of those people who want to see affordable housing here.
Zin, hold on, sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
Try to go where the wiffle balls are and try to throw the wiffle balls to the base.
Tovar has two kids in Austin ISD. He was tossing the baseball around with his son, Zin. He's in first grade at Go Valley Elementary, near their home in East Austin. What's the most important thing to remember when throwing?
Throw to the base you decide to throw to.
The reason Tovar wants to see affordable housing built here is because it's so rare in this area.
Without affordable housing, we're just going to continue to see schools close.
But why would schools close because of high housing costs? Here's the situation in East Austin. It was traditionally a side of town where low-income families, usually minority families, lived and sent their kids to school. In the past 10 years, though, many of those families have been pushed out as these homes became more and more expensive. The people moving in either didn't have kids, or if they did, they transferred them to schools in other parts of town. Enrollment in Eastside schools dropped, with some now only half full. If schools continue to lose kids, the district can't afford to keep those schools open, which is why Tovar, like many residents in East Austin, is fed up with high housing prices. He says if Austin ISD has land, it should use it to house families that want to send their kids to these district schools.
I think AISD has to realize the future of its schools being open and successful means that families who have supported these schools by sending their kids to them need to be honored, recognized, and supported with housing.
So what exactly are people asking AISD to do with this property? Well, there is a guy with a very specific idea.
Walter Moreau, I'm the executive director of Foundation Communities. Our mission is to create really beautiful housing for lower income families.
Moreau's nonprofit, Foundation Communities, submitted a proposal for Allen. They want to build 200 apartments, 2 to 3 bedrooms, for around $800 a month.
There are like 3,000 new apartments in East Austin, but they're almost all one bedrooms. So generally, they're not large enough to attract families with kids, and you see that in the enrollment numbers.
Along with housing, Moreau wants to turn the former school building into a community center where families can get health, financial, and academic services. His nonprofit offered to buy the property for $5 million. Now, that's a fraction of what a commercial developer could offer, but by building housing for families that want to attend Eastside schools, they could essentially fix the under-enrollment problem at one school with these apartments.
There is a tremendous opportunity for the school board to say, we've got to look at our inventory of underutilized property, and we need to increase enrollment in our schools. Can we do something innovative and creative at Allen or other communities?
But this summer, the district took Allen off the market. So Moreau's proposal isn't being pursued. Why? Jacob Reach is a special assistant to AISD Superintendent Paul Cruz.
So I think we just needed more time to look at what are the different options for that campus.
Reach did say that the district won't open the formal bidding process again right away. So selling Allen for anything won't happen anytime soon. Vincent Tovar says he'll keep talking to the district. He says if they want to serve the children of Austin, they need to serve their families as well.
I think that's the way to build trust. I think that's the way to honor the community's wishes. And I think that's the way for to have success and to see any kind of collaborative or partnership with that specific community come to fruition.
The school board is scheduled to meet again later this month. They are expected to talk about prioritizing affordable housing around the district. Claire McInerney, KUT News.